Nelson Mandela's birthday has become an annual call to action for people around the world. They've been inspired by his service to humanity as a human rights lawyer, a prisoner of conscience, an international peacemaker, and the first democratically elected president of a free South Africa. Jeff Radebe is the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development in South Africa, where Nelson Mandela is also known by his clan name, Madiba.
We all owe it to Madiba to continue to improve the lives of the world's citizens in a spirit of love, in the spirit of selflessness. Madiba will be very happy if we, as members of the international community and the United Nations, can stand and speak with one voice against injustice, against brutality, against oppression, against occupation, against gross violations of human rights, against terrorism and dictatorship anywhere in the world.
The UN General Assembly in 2009 declared 18th July Nelson Mandela International Day to recognize his numerous contributions to peace and freedom. For General Assembly President Nasser Abdulaziz Al-Nasser, Mandela's spirit was felt by countless people who took part in the Arab Spring.
Millions in the Middle East have taken the path of nonviolent protest to defeat tyranny and achieve their political freedom. President Mandela's persistence, cultivating national consensus and social cohesion resonate deeply with the Arab awakening. In this delicate phase of crafting a new political orders, bridging society's political and ideological divides will be the foundation of stable democratic settlements.
At 94, Nelson Mandela continues to inspire people of all ages across the world. Nuru Kesi, who participates in UN clubs in her native Tanzania, traveled to South Africa last weekend to take part in a debate on his life.
I basically learned that all what I want to achieve is in my hands. All what I want to do, I can do it no matter what experiences I pass through. As long as I have the aim and I'm willing to do it, I can do it.
On Nelson Mandela International Day, people are heading out into their communities to volunteer for 67 minutes in commemoration of his 67 years of service. Deanne Penn, United Nations.